So what about open office? This is Leo Notenboom for AskLeo.info. As you may or may not know, Microsoft is on the verge of releasing a new version of Microsoft Office, Office 2007. It represents the next step in the evolution of Office and is already getting mixed reviews from people who both love and hate the new version. With street prices for Microsoft Office running between $100 and $500, depending on the edition and upgrade options, it's not surprising that more people are starting to ask about OpenOffice, the open source alternative, with a street price of $0. Yes, it's a Microsoft Office competitor that's completely free. I have OpenOffice installed on my machine. The most recent version, 2.1, includes equivalents for Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, and PowerPoint in the forms of Office Write, Calc, Base, and Impress, as well as OpenOffice Draw, which appears somewhat similar to a simple version of Microsoft Visio, and OpenOffice Math, an equation editor. But is it any good? Well, so far, the times that I've used it, I'd have to say that it depends. It depends on what you're doing and how tied to the Microsoft Office user interface you might be. Now, since that last point appears to be changing in Office 2007 anyway, it might be less of an issue should you be considering an upgrade. One of the complaints about Microsoft Office is feature bloat, tons of features that most people don't use. My feeling is if that's you, if you're not really an Office power user and just want the basic features of a powerful Office application suite, OpenOffice may very well meet your needs. However, I do have two areas of concern. The first is possible compatibility issues exchanging documents with Microsoft Office users. In particular, documents that use Microsoft Office features not found in OpenOffice. It's unclear exactly how OpenOffice would preserve those features if you edit the documents containing them. The second is more about how you use Office. If you're a little more than a casual user, you might well find that that one small, very cool feature you really, really like in Microsoft Office isn't present or works differently in OpenOffice. It's also worth noting that OpenOffice does not include an email client equivalent to Microsoft Outlook. You'll need to go grab Mozilla Thunderbird, also free, or some other email client to round out your Office replacement. With those caveats, though, I'd actually would recommend that you download and give OpenOffice a test drive. If it turns out to meet your needs, you might just save yourself quite a few bucks. I'd love to hear what you think. Visit AskLeo.info and enter 11114 in the go-to article number box and leave me a comment. While you're there, search over 1,000 technical questions and answers on the site. Till next time, I'm Leo Notenboom for AskLeo.info.